This is
the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
With now.
Please welcome
Graham and Nathan.
So we know absolutely everything there is to know about media law now.
Oh, yes. So this is...
Nathan O'Reilly robs money from Tills.
Can't say that.
I just did.
You defame me.
What are you going to
do? Do you have any proof?
Yes.
Do you have okay, where's the
but
proof?
Has that damaged your image?
Yes, it has.
Has that stopped and you that, earning money?
That yeah. has
how
stopped
has,
me earning money.
How?
Well, thankfully, no one listens to this. That's the only defense you have.
Ulick listens.
Thank you, Ulick. Was anyone else, not to get to, is anyone else a bit worried at times during media law going,
nah.
Ooh.
My whole idea was media law. So we were at media law course yesterday, if you don't know, straight after the show. That's why if you listen to the podcast daily, every single day, it wasn't one up yesterday, there'll be two today. But my mindset of that is, let's just go in, ask a few questions, but not worry about anything. I said that to our boss, James, walking him and go, I'll just let you know, I didn't really take anything there. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm not going to worry
the
about
thing
it.
That
I go, I'll
found
let you worry about that.
Interesting the most was the use of the word allegedly.
Yeah.
Apparently.
According to.
You can't, if you even, because we have a joke of, if you say allegedly, you can't touch us.
Yes.
But apparently you can.
Well, if you say allegedly with you can't touch us, you can't touch us.
Now,
that's law.
If you have a guess.
That's
you
written
entered,
in the
You
act.
Entered the toilet during that part.
I wanted to ask this. So if you have a guest on your show and they say something outlandish and defamatory, if you sit there and go, hang on a sec, hold on, you can't be saying that. What if the guest then goes, well, no, I just did say it, and I'll say it again.
Well, then because you covered your back.
You covered
so
your back.
Fine.
Oh, is that fine?
Yeah.
Then?
You said, no, you can't say that.
Okay.
And then you have done your
That's
utmost.
Because you know with me, I like to daydream when there's guests there, so I might just sporadically just say, hold on, you can't say that.
There was a very interesting moment in the training yesterday where Nick, who I was sat next to, passed a note next to me, and Nathan, you've been wearing a mask. In that group surrounding, and Nick's note to me said, "Doesn't Nathan look like a demon?" Because you could only
sexy
see
demon.
You could only see your eyes, and when you stare, you don't blink, so you were concentrating, and it was just like, if you cover the bottom of your face, you look quite
scary. It's actually funny. I did look over at Nick at one stage. He has an eye twitch. Are we all aware of it?
Mm.
I looked over and I kept thinking, he blinks. So much.
Mm.
Next time you see Nick, honestly, he blinks so much in a minute. We're the complete opposite.
You don't blink.
Did you eyeball me and Nathan then for a while? Because we were directly across from you in the...
Yeah, no, I didn't want to make eye contact too much.
I was making eye contact with people.
Okay. I didn't know that Gav was there.
Yeah, well, did you know? Yeah, I had a good look around.
He was all on the other side.
I'd say Gav is like, it's a waste of my time.
Yeah,
I do music
at all.
I'm the music scheduler and head of music. I'm not going to defame anybody.
I like the way they didn't go over the 2 hours. The people doing
well, they
it.
Wanted to, but our boss James was like,
it was nice.
It's midday,
yeah.
We're done.
Lovely hotel, by the way. Shout out to the
beautiful.
Ivy Court Hotel.
Unbelievable.
It smelled like popcorn. Ivy Garden Hotel, I think.
Ivy
it?
Garden Hotel.
The Ivy Court. We'll open up a rival one across the road.
Yeah.
And we'll make it smell of... crisps.
So how are we going to do this recording a podcast? Are we going to do one giant podcast where we put
two sevens together?
No.
All right. Yeah. When you're pulling your audio, make a separate folder for yesterday inside the
So this
folder.
One is today, which is Friday. So Thursday's podcast will just go straight into the separate.
Straight in. Lovely. Okay. Well, look, thanks for checking out the podcast as always.
Have a great weekend if it's the weekend.
Yeah. It
could
might
be 2028.
Yeah, it could be Christmas. No one knows.
Merry Christmas.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
1-2-1-2, yeah, hey.
Okay, here we go, we're rolling.
My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Morning!
Live across Dublin, this is the only way to start your day.
This is Ed Sheeran on Fully Charged.
I'm Dua Lipa, and I'm hanging out with Graham and Nathan.
Hey guys, it's Niall Horan.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What's up, y'all? It's Ariana Grande waking you up on Fully Charged.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's Stormzy here, and I am Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
What? Wake up!
Spin 103.8 is your number one hit music station.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Is on.
Good morning, it is 7:03. I thought the winter jacket was over, but I tell you, I saw a great meme yesterday. I retweeted it. I don't know if you've ever seen the meme of Steve Bruce when he was manager of Newcastle, just looking so dejected, and he was talking to the press. He's like, hello, Good to see you back. Yeah, how you doing? And it's like, me to my winter coats. When I thought they were done for the year. Oh yeah, you're back, yeah.
You have a few winter coats, don't you?
Actually, I've got my work winter coat, which used to be my good winter coat. Now I've got my good winter coat, which will eventually become my work winter coat.
Ah, very interesting.
So I've got two winter coats. My Adidas one outside, and then I've got my North Face one then at home. But you wear your North Face one as your work one, which I find fascinating.
Well, I like to look good in work,
no,
guys.
And I...
You spent a lot of money on that coat.
Well, you got to get your money's worth, don't you?
And I tell you, you're getting a lot more money's worth than I am, because I only wear mine sporadically at the weekends and I'm going out.
I thought you had lost that coat.
No, I lost my Nike one.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
And because it's a little bit lighter than the North Face. The North Face is a winter coat. The Nike one you could wear during the summer if it's a little bit chilly at night time. You can't wear the North Face during the summer. If you have one, you know what I'm talking about.
Do you know what's very interesting about the North Face jacket that I didn't know? Mm. If you look down to your left sleeve, there's a number written on it.
Yeah.
And I think that gives you the thread count.
Oh, didn't know that.
Mine has 300. Will you look at yours next time?
For some reason, I think mine says 70.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I'm missing a light one. I need a... You know, it's summertime, so I need a jacket because it's we still live in Ireland,
yeah.
But it's not wintertime, so I need one of those. Maybe I'll go purchase one today.
I have to say, I'm so excited today. Friend of the show, Harry Styles.
He's going
to
be on the show.
No, not going to be on the show.
He's never been on the show.
We're going to play his brand new song after 8. But I want to wet your lips. Mm. I haven't heard the song yet.
No, and I don't want you to.
It's very frustrating. Producer Callum, he's shackled me to the floor. I can't listen to his brand new song yet. But he's going to give us just a few seconds of the introduction. We're going to play it in 5 minutes' time. I cannot wait.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
I tell you what's a nice sentence to wake up to. Harry Styles has just dropped a brand new single. It is called As It Was. It's the lead single, and he dropped a music video as well from his upcoming third album, Harry's House. It's due on the 20th of May. I can't wait to hear it. I loved his last album, Fine Line. I haven't heard this song yet.
Which album do you prefer, the first or the second?
Second album for me. Second album.
What's the first? Don't stop your crying, this is
sign of the times. He released that back in 2017. I'll never forget.
Well, 5 years
ago. 5 years ago. I'll never forget listening to it.
Yeah.
It was like 6 minutes long. It wasn't what I expected at all. Sign of the times. Very emotional ballad, but fair play to him. He was courageous. I have no idea what this morning song is going to sound like.
And I don't want you to.
Yeah, it's funny because you said before the show, oh my God, Harry Styles released today. And Callum's like, don't you go listening. We're playing it after 8 o'clock. And you go, well, you don't know what I get up to on the toilet.
Yeah, and I've
and
said
I don't know if that was referring to listening to songs or whatever.
No, it wasn't.
Before the show.
It actually wasn't. It was other things.
And he goes, don't listen to it. And,
yeah.
And I actually thought you were going to listen to it. Anyway, have you listened to the song? Because we, as you said, we're playing it the first song after 8 o'clock.
Well, look, that's a hell of a question you're asking me. Thankfully,
it's
there's no lie detector test here. So I'm going to say I haven't listened to it yet. I really haven't, but I'm frothing at the mouth. We have the introduction. How many seconds are you going to play me right now?
I have...
Come on.
2.5.
2.5 seconds.
I just want you to show some restraint, because if you can do this, I think you'll be a better man for it.
Look, 2.5 seconds. You're not giving me that much. Could you not bump it up to 10 seconds?
I've got 2.5 seconds.
Good things come to those who wait.
But 2.5 seconds... Am I going to even hear Harry's voice?
Well, we'll find out now. And we'd like you as well, just to don't check it out this morning. Just wait till after 8. Let's enjoy it together. Why not do that? So I've actually got the first note.
Okay.
The first note of the song. This is the direction Harry's gone with. The first note of the first song from his third album.
It's a good note.
What is that like? That sounded like it was keyboard or something. It's a bit, it's funky. I think this is a bit of a fun song.
I've got the first two notes. Where's it going with
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, yeah, so where's it going?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
My name's Harry. I live in a house. Wait, that's a mouse. Get my gun. Get my gun.
Okay, so do you want to hear the first 2.5 seconds?
Yeah, I would love to.
Because that's only 0.32 seconds.
Okay. Go on.
Here we go. This is the first 2.5 seconds.
Oh, do you know? It kind of sounds like The Academic.
Do you know what? That's not a bad show.
Okay, also, you know, sounds a bit like a theme tune to something.
Pokemon, yeah. Or something.
Pokemon.
Or Digimon.
And I haven't seen the music video yet. I've just seen a picture of it. I think he's dancing by himself throughout the entire music
video. Is this
video.
The one that he was in the bed for?
No.
Oh, that's another music video.
I think that's another music video.
Yeah, because it was him in a bed just rolling around the streets of London.
Yeah, outside Buckingham Palace. No, this music video... Do you remember I put on my Instagram he was wearing some red sequined outfit and he was showing his massive back? Mm. He's absolutely shredded. I think that's the music video.
Really, Dante?
I'm really looking forward to that. So when exactly are we playing that
I'd
song?
I'd say about 5 minutes past eight.
Yeah.
5 minutes
past
eight.
We'll do the cash machine.
We'll do a little, just big cash
and
machine.
Then play Harry Styles straight away.
I cannot wait.
Now, you will know, though, because we were all there yesterday, we had to go to legal training after the show.
Yeah, how did you find that?
I actually found it more interesting than I was expecting. However, I did get a fit of giggles to myself because of something I started to think about that happened on yesterday's show. Oh. And I could not get it out of my head for about 20 minutes. And I was just sitting there going... We'll go through it next on Spin 103.8.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
But yesterday, after the show, we had to go to legal training.
I think we were all not looking forward to it because it was literally straight after the show. We had to eat our breakfast during the show. I was hoping for sandwiches.
No.
I was hoping for some tea and coffee.
I think there was tea and coffee, but
there
we
was.
Were too late because we were the last ones to come in and we were too late to be kind of messing around with the tea and coffee and they wanted to kick off. But I actually found it rather interesting because we were just talking about a load of legal cases, but a bit of the way through. So how the room was... It was kind of a, how would you say, a U-shape. Mm-hmm. So we were on one side of the room, me and you, Nathan, and we were looking across and we could see producer Callum and Nick Kay and our boss James. So we were directly across from them. So we were nearly eyeballing them for the whole session.
I would say we were in great seats because you were beside Sir Ian Dempsey.
Yeah, from Today FM.
Legendary broadcaster.
And because he was talking so much and he was getting involved, I go, do you know what? Someday I want to be a legendary broadcaster like Ian Dempsey. So did you notice how I started asking questions? And I started to get involved. Ye two wasters said hardly anything.
Well, at one stage, I actually attempted to ask a question.
That. Nathan, sir, I could see Nathan's body movement. He said, I could see him getting involved. I went...
I went to ask a question and then... Someone spoke over me and I went, forget it. And I actually thought my question was good, but
what
it was
your
quite
question going to be?
Can you defame a dead person?
Oh, interesting.
Does anyone have the answer to that?
I don't, because we're not solicitors.
No.
But there was one point of it where they were talking about a case.
Order! Order!
And Callum said something. He said, you said something pretty funny. It was, I have to explain. So there's a thing called a dump button on a desk where it's mainly for like news talk where they have politicians and people come around that could say salacious things and they're in 10 second delay. So if someone says something really bad, you press that dump button and it gets rid of it and then you go live. That's a very quick explanation of what it is. And Callum went down and goes, we don't have a dump button. And everyone started laughing. And then I started just to eyeball producer Callum, who was very proud of his joke. And
he wasn't really joking.
No, he wasn't. I was stating a fact that everyone got really angry at me.
Genuine fact.
I was loving it. But then it brought me back to probably an hour and a half previous to where we were on the show and I was talking about a legal case in England over Manson and toothpaste and out of the blue, producer Callum just started talking about Robbie Coltrane and Hagrid.
Oh, yeah.
It got nothing to do with anything. And all I could think about was this in my head.
I know I'm going to get told off for this, but because this is a tangent completely off the story. But you know how we love speaking about Hagrid?
Yeah.
The guy who plays Hagrid, Robbie Coltrane, it was his birthday yesterday.
I'm going to give out to you. What's that got to do with anything?
Exactly.
I don't know why. I think it was the environment we were in. It was kind of serious. Callum just made a joke and I was eyeballing him. And all I could think about was Callum's big smiley face. It was Robbie Coltrane's birthday yesterday.
Here's a question.
I was just like this.
Here's the question.
Sir Ian Dempsey was looking at me going, what are you laughing at?
I want to ask you, I didn't ask you yesterday, why were you looking up his birthday?
I didn't. You know sometimes when you just scroll through on the internet, it's either Twitter or Facebook or something, it was like, happy birthday to X, Y, and Z today. His face just popped up and obviously... We talk about Hagrid a lot on the show. I think this is the sixth mention of him this week.
Yes, yes. Well, every day we've done it.
Yeah. plus an extra mention. Yeah. So I just thought, I'm going to throw it in there.
I don't know why. I don't know what it's like when you're at mass or something like that, or a school assembly, and you're not supposed to laugh. And I just could not stop laughing to myself and going, I don't know. It's got nothing to do with anything. I just found it. So
has
funny.
He been in other films, Robbie Coltrane?
Yeah, he's been in loads of stuff. If you Google him, I can't give you any films off the top of my head, but he's been in many films.
I think
that
he was Bond between.
Sean Connery. And
he was in James Bond. I think he was a villain in James Bond.
I think he was. I started that as a joke, but I actually think he was a villain. We'll find that out during Justin Bieber and Ghost.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Valentin Zukovsky. That's the name of Robbie Coltrane's Bond villain.
Yeah, you went to crack a James Bond joke. You never finished it. What was the punchline?
I started a joke and then I realised, because I was going to say he actually played James Bond. We were talking about Robbie Coltrane, a.k.a. Hagrid, for the seventh time this week. And I started to crack a joke and then I realised, wait a second, I think Robbie Coltrane was in James Bond as a villain. Yes, he was in GoldenEye in 95 and The World Is Not Enough in 99, and he actually died in that one in Maiden's Tower, Istanbul, Turkey. He's an ex-KGB officer turned Russian mafia head.
He's had a fantastic career in lots of films.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
No showbiz shootout today. I'm sorry, we're going to play a song now. Only joking.
April Fools!
April Fools.
You listen and you better watch out, because there's April Fools coming left, right and centre. That was the first one of the morning.
Gotcha.
You just got fooled by Graham and Nathan. What's happening next?
Welcome to the Showbiz Shootout. Graham and I each have a showbiz news story, and then at the end, producer Callum, a.k.a. the Big Bad Sheriff, decides which one is better. Happy Friday, Sheriff.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
Graham, I'm going to begin, okay? I don't have any news on a sheet of paper. I'm just speaking from me old noggin. Okay. Machine Gun Kelly, yeah. I'm a big fan of him. I know you're not a fan. I think no. You just find him annoying.
I've no interest in him. I had no interest in him before he started going out with Megan Fox, and now I definitely don't
have the relationship doesn't do anything for me.
Well, as I say that, I am worried that we could be interviewing him when he comes to talk.
I would love to interview Machine Gun Kelly.
Could I opt out? Could I sit that one out?
We'll just send
Nathan. Just send me, genuinely.
I will sit it out.
I would love to chat to him. Now, he was on James Corden a while back speaking about his wedding to be with Megan Fox, and we don't have a date yet.
When do you think you're going to get married?
When they can build me like a red river with like gothic. The location is hard. Trying to find a spot that's matching my artistic.
I love this.
Right?
I love the idea of a red river in a gothic setting. It'd be amazing.
Why not? Something different.
That sounds like I can. What I'm hearing there is similar to us, where we try to start telling a joke.
Yeah.
And then we get lost and just realise there's no punchline here, and then I'm just going to stop talking. Or I think that's a lie.
He was
a red river.
I think they'll do that.
Gothic.
He has the money to do something like that. He was on Howard Stern there the other day and was asked about his good mate Pete Davidson.
Okay. Yeah.
And Howard Stern asked him this.
Will Pete Davidson be your best man? I believe he will be.
I think my side is gonna be an army of few. I have so many close and best friends that have been with me for all these years. But yeah, I think Pete's absolutely gonna be standing there with me, and we should just mic him just for commentary anyway.
So Pete Davidson will be up on stage with Machine Gun Kelly.
Here's a question. Okay, so you go interview Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
And they send you over to the Three Arena just before, and he goes, I love you so much. Stay here. You can stay backstage. We'll go party afterwards.
Okay.
Would you go out with them? I think you'd be intimidated.
Would
you go party with them? And where would you bring them?
Would work pay for a taxi home for me?
Yes.
To Bray?
Yes.
This is just a long distance.
So, taxis don't leave the car in town.
Okay, where would I bring Machine Gun Kelly?
Well, would you go? Would you be comfortable?
Of course, okay. I would.
Where would you bring him?
Where would I bring him? Well, where would he want to go? He's a cool guy. I'd stay away from Harcourt Street.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be a more...
I should bring him to Dicey's.
I might bring him to the Grand Social.
Good show.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's... Or Workman's.
Go for food afterwards. Might go to Zaytoon. I feel like he would like that.
Yeah,
I'd say he'd be more of an abracababra kind
of Tony's Diner.
Also something a bit wild. I would go into a rickshaw with him. I think he would like that, you know, a bit of rock and roll, a bit of edge.
This story is a bit of us Pop Idol judge, remember Pop Idol?
Yes.
Dr. Fox, I don't know if he's a real doctor or not, says the show will return with a one-off special reunion to celebrate its 20th anniversary. Remember the theme song?
Anton Deck used to host it.
I was just going to ask you, could you remember who hosted it? I was in shock because I thought it was, what's her name? She's kind of, was the Holly Willoughby of her time.
Kate Thornton.
Kate Thornton.
She hosted the first few seasons of The X Factor.
So this was the precursor to The X Factor. Yeah.
And it was only solo artists.
Yeah. Oh, Here's Anton Deck.
In the beginning, there were the 10,000. Now, there are two. It's the Pop Idol final. It's live. It's Anton Deck.
Yeah.
I was in shock. I didn't know Anton Deck hosted at all.
I'm such a big fan of Will Young.
So he says, Dr. Fox says a Pop Idol reunion is certainly on the cards. We have 20 years gone. Be great to get back on the screens with a one-off special. ITV have confirmed they're in talks to do. 2003 is when it finished. In 2002, Will Young went up against Gareth Gates in one of the biggest head-to-head battles in reality
Robbery.
TV show history.
Wasn't. I was Team Gareth.
I was
Team Will.
You were Team Will. Will ended up winning with what song?
Evergreen.
This
moment. Come on, sing. You know the words. Make it last forever.
It was both their song though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They both had the same song. Brought us stars such as Darius.
Oh.
Rick Waller.
Sam and Mark. Do you remember Sam
and Mark? No.
Okay. God, do you remember Rick Waller?
Michelle McManus won it in 2003. Yeah.
Great voice. So am I right? Darius also was on The X Factor. Or am I getting that completely wrong?
I think you're thinking of Lamar was on Fame Academy.
Oh, Fame Academy was great as well.
People of a certain vintage know what we're talking about. Yeah. If not, ask your parents.
Do you remember we went to the Bourgosh to see a show and Will Young starred in
Cabaret.
It was unbelievable.
That was actually very good. I'm going to give Graham the win this one, and I'm sorry, but when you bring out Pop Idol, you've just got to get the win.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Someone is going to be winning a Gotta Get It Wrong board game at the end of this game.
Okay, let's look at the leaderboard on the wall. Laura is on top with 15 questions wrong in a minute. The only person who can try and get that Gotta Get It Wrong board game is Roisin. Roisin joins us. Any plans for the weekend?
Nothing much, really. Just want to relax.
Oh, lovely. Do you have a hammock or anything to relax in the back garden?
I don't know, actually. I don't.
So if you were to relax in the house, what would be your favourite room?
It has to be the sitting room on the sofa.
Oh. Here, paint a picture for us. What's around the sitting room?
What's in your sitting room?
Yeah.
Well, I have my sofa, I have a dog, I have my telly, I have my partner.
Lovely.
And my son. And
that's a beautiful sitting
room. A lot of things in that sitting room. And what sort of couches do you have?
Just normal couches. They're comfortable, that's the main thing.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
That's what you want.
Well, Roisin, will we be adding... Do you have a coffee table?
I do.
Will we be adding the Gotta Get Around board game to the coffee table?
That'd be nice.
Brilliant.
That'd be nice. Do you know what? When you were talking there about the syndrome, I was like, there's something missing. I think it's the board game. Well, it's definitely up to you, Roisin. If you want to win the board game, all you got to do is beat Laura on 15. 16 questions wrong gets you the number one spot on the last day of the week. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Okay, 16 is the target, Roisin. 1 minute, best of luck.
Name an Al Pacino film. Stormzy album.
I don't know.
Sing a stereophonic song.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
Hallelujah.
What's 78 minus 9?
1.
19 plus 20 is 39. True or false?
False.
What's the capital of Spain?
Sydney.
What sport did Jamie Carragher used to play?
Gold.
Who is the host of Naked Attraction?
Me.
What age is Bertie Ahern?
100.
Who has a song called Bam Bam?
Me.
Do your best impression of Howard Stern.
Hello.
What is salmon a type of?
Bird.
Name a colour not in the rainbow.
Black.
Yes. Yes or no, does Jeremy Clarkson have a farm?
Out of time.
Okay. Roisin, would you like to be the host of Naked Attraction?
Not really, no.
Have you seen the show, yeah?
No.
Don't bother. Don't bother. Do it to yourself.
Do you know what it's about, Roisin?
Not really, no.
Graham, sell it to Roisin. Come on, you watch it with the parents.
Roisin, do you ever think that the dating shows couldn't get any weirder?
I don't know.
Well, they just have. How about a dating show where people judge people not on their personality but on their genitalia?
Definitely don't
want to
be the host of that.
That's Naked Attraction.
Yeah. I'm available. If there's an Irish version, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Roisin, you needed to get 16 to go on top of the leaderboard and to win the coveted Gotta Get a Wrong board game.
Come on. Can we do it?
I can tell you, Roisin, you came on and you got 10.
Oh, no.
Sugar.
Not to be.
Oh, yeah, maybe next time.
But Roisin, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for listening to the show and have a great weekend. Good luck.
Thank you.
See you, Roisin.
She wasn't able to do it. That means Laura is our winner.
Won't you give me some time? I'm gonna give myself.
I gotta get a wrong board game.
And if you would like to win a Gotta Get a Wrong board game next week, then register right now. The word wrong to 087-711-1038. It's as simple as that.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
We have been on the lookout all morning because every April Fool's companies, they try to get you.
Yeah.
They try to get you with their April Fool's stories. And usually there's loads of them. And we go through the papers, we go online and we find a load of them and we talk about them. None yet apart from one.
Okay, what did you find?
Mr. Tato tweeted out. Public service announcement. Introducing new Tato smashed avocado.
Oh, that's a bit of me.
Avocado.
Avocado.
Oh, I would like that.
Tato cheese and onion will be removed from the shelves in the coming weeks to make way for this much sought after flavour. Keep your eyes peeled for it in your local stores next week. Hashtag Tato smashed avocado. Hashtag farewell cheese and onion.
Avocado doesn't really have a flavour. It's more the texture.
Yeah, so that's definitely an April Fool's.
I'm even a little bit paranoid in studio, boys, that you have a joke up your sleeve. Oh, you're going to try and make me look like a fool.
We're going to get ya. It's April Fool's.
Get away from me.
We're going to get ya.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
There we go. Harry Styles, first play on Spin 103.8. As it was, it is 8.09 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. His first song from his third studio album. What are we saying, Nathan?
I'm a big fan of it. I want to listen to it again. That won't be the last time we play it on Spin 103.8. Emotional as it was. I kind of feel, is he speaking about the One Direction days? Things are not the same as it was.
I would say it's more about a relationship he probably had.
Is he picturing Louis Tomlinson when he's writing these lyrics?
Where do you think? I know it's the first time you've heard it.
It's the first time I heard it, man. Give me a break.
Where does it rank?
For me, if I'm being completely honest, it's not as good as Lights Up. I remember the first time I heard that, it was really epic. It was very loud. I did like Harry Styles do a bit of a rap. It kind of sounded like a rap, the three-quarter mark.
I was on my phone, sorry.
Why weren't you listening?
Because I was videoing you.
Why?
Listening. Because I wanted to get behind the scenes of Nathan listening to Harry Styles for the first time.
Were you secretly recording me? Yes. We just attended a media law class yesterday. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I actually got you to sign something earlier on.
Oh.
And you didn't read it properly. Oh. I can record you whenever I want. So there we go. Harry Styles, as it was.
I enjoyed that.
We're going to be producerless on Monday and Tuesday.
I'm telling you, this is an ongoing thing, isn't it?
Is this man getting so many holidays?
Oh, why do you have so many holidays?
I don't have so many holidays. I'm just taking the odd day here and there. Mm. But Jess, my girlfriend, has booked me another surprise trip.
Oh. He's going on a staycation.
Yeah.
When are you going to Florida?
That is in the middle of May.
That's not far away.
It isn't far away.
About 6 weeks. Five or six weeks.
Holidays.
You are loving getting away from us, aren't you?
Yes, I can't stand you. So if you remember kind of to the end of last year in the autumn, we kind of did this. So Jess surprised me by saying, Callum, I booked you a trip somewhere in Ireland, but I'm not going to tell you what we're doing or where we're going. It actually ended up, we went to Carlingford. We did some zip lining and stuff there. That was a lot of fun. Now, this, what she's booked me, was a birthday present from a few years ago that we've not been able to do because of COVID. So she said to me, Callum, we're going somewhere on Saturday and you need to take Monday and Tuesday off work as well.
It's a surprise trip.
Yes.
And the last time was a surprise trip and we brought it on the show because Jess gave me some clues as to where you were going and us as a show and you as a listener were trying to figure out where producer Callum was going. One of the most talked about things we did the whole year.
It was
where did Callum go on holidays?
I was on holiday and people were DMing me on the Instagram and you were getting messages on the show. I just want to know where Callum went.
So it's definitely a staycation.
Yes, we're staying in Ireland.
Right, I've got clues. Okay. Jess has messaged me some clues. We're going to do it all over again. Can we figure out where in Ireland Callum is going? Now, the last time, Jess, I remember, gave us a kind of a time frame of how long from Dublin City we'll be in a car and also on a bus, so we had an idea. This time there's no time frame, just cryptic clues.
Oh, it's kind of like a clue from The Riddler.
Or The Masked Singer. Because to me, these don't make any sense. Right, we've got two clues here about the location. Where in Ireland? Can anyone figure out where Callum is going? Clue number one. They've got a good history with butter.
Oh, it could be Avoca and Monkstown.
Explain.
Well, I used to work there and we sold very good butter.
Could be saying that I could just be going to Tesco.
I thought Kerrygold.
Oh, you're going to Kerry.
That's what I thought, but I don't know. So they've got a good history with butter and it's a place that has had changing boundaries.
Or could be Donnybrook Fair.
Why?
Different aisles. I think they moved the sandwich deli to the...
I think maybe Callum and Jess will be going outside of the south side of the city.
Guys, I can't really take part in this. I'm not too familiar.
Of course, your whole world is... Except you do live in Wicklow now.
Yeah.
It must be tough.
It's difficult for me, but enough about me.
Right,
about
so this
Callum.
Isn't an activity. This is just
this
the,
is
location
the location
in the country where I'm going.
Right, I'll give it to you again. They've got a good history with butter.
Butter.
And clue number two, it's a place that has changing boundaries. And I'm thinking maybe, is that Northern Ireland? Changing boundaries over time?
Do we know where
time?
Butterly is made?
I think that's the UK. I can't believe it's not butter. So does anyone have any clue? That's the location.
That is very difficult.
As to where producer Callum is going. Like, I'm thinking the first clue, Kerry. Kerrygold.
Kerrygold.
Second clue, then I'm thinking Northern Ireland, at the other end of the country.
Hmm.
087 711 1038. Can you put these clues together?
Give us the clues once more.
They've got a good history with butter. And it's a place that has changing boundaries. You can get us on text, WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. 087 711 1038.
Oh, what,
yes, yes.
Rachel Allen's Ballymaloo.
Oh, yes.
They use butter to make pastry.
That could be it too, yeah.
That could be it.
And the changing boundaries? The changing boundaries of life.
Yeah.
Paul, where do you think they're going?
I think Callum is going to Kerry.
Kerry.
Kerry with Kerrygold.
That's it.
Okay, well, that's initially what I thought. However, what do we think about the second clue? It's a place that has had changing boundaries.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think Kerrygold as well. If I was to put my money on something, I would say Kerrygold. Maybe there was a civil war between Kerry and Cork many centuries ago and, you know, they gained and lost land.
Maybe, you never know.
Yeah. Guys, do we know that in Kerry, is there some sort of Kerrygold tour you can go on? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Paul, do you know?
I have no clue, lad.
Oh, I don't know. Well,
it's a slippery one.
Yeah, it's a slippery one, is right, Paul.
Saucy one.
Yeah. Paul, thanks very much for your suggestion.
No problem, lad.
Would you be happy with Kerry, producer Callum?
Well, I don't know what's there, but I feel like we're going to disappoint some people this morning because it might be an anticlimactic kind of show because we don't have the answer.
We'll have the answer next week.
When are we going to find out?
Well I'm back on Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday? We have to wait till Wednesday?
I might send you a voice note.
Belinda, where are they going?
He is going to Cork.
Why
do you think that, Belinda?
My girls, Eimear and Anya, they were Googling and we came up with Cork because Cork was the first
to export butter out of Ireland.
Okay.
And they also have a museum down there, so that's worth knowing, isn't it?
Right. And, okay, so that is good, because we've been thinking along the lines of Kerry for Kerrygold.
Yeah.
But butter with Cork exporting it. And what's the story with, do we know, has Cork changed its boundaries?
Well, you know, they're very, what are they, the rebel county and that?
The Republic of Cork. Oh, we're the real capital, man.
Yeah, they always say. I worked there for a year and they're fantastic. They're really great people. So maybe instead of going Kerry, it's on the border of Kerry, you know?
Belinda, where... not fantastic enough for you to stay in Cork, though.
Okay.
And what were you doing in Cork, Belinda?
I worked in interior designing for Casey's Furniture.
Oh, oh beautiful. Lovely.
Beautiful. Well, yeah. Belinda, Cork, it's a good shout. I like those those reasons for it. Who knows? Could be going to Cork. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Happy with Cork, producer Callum?
I've been to Cork once before. It was just a very quick weekend. Jess hurt her leg, so we didn't actually get to do much.
Well, how did she hurt her leg?
She banged it on a bus.
Oh, my God. How long were you in Cork for?
It was just the one night.
And what did you do?
I don't know.
Long way to go for one night.
I can't remember. It was a few years back now. I think it was like a spa break or something.
Did anything happen from banging the leg against a bus?
She was just struggling to walk a little bit. Like, it was just very bruised.
Oh, my God. Sounds like a horrible trip. Right, last few messages in. Do we know where we're going? Maybe you heard it, you just tuned in. Something about butter and something about changing boundaries.
We're not going to get actually the answer to this morning.
No, because he's going. You're going today, producer Callum?
Tomorrow.
And then he's off on Monday and Tuesday, so he's back in work on Wednesday, so we'll find out then. So the location clues are they've got a good history of butter and it's a place that has changing boundaries. We're thinking Cork and Kerry. However, I've got a clue to the activity that they're doing, which could throw a spanner in the works.
Okay.
This is the clue. The title of a Queen album is a clue as to where we're going on the activity. The title of a Queen album is a clue as to where we're going on the activity. Do you know what Jess is talking about?
I tell you, your father Michael's going to get involved here. Notoriously a massive fan of Queen.
087-711-1038. Do we know the location? Do we know the activity? I think we need to look up some Queen albums, so let's take some traffic. Moncrief and Warm. He was actually in my dream last night.
Oh, what happened?
But it didn't look like Moncrief. It was someone completely different.
Who did it look like?
Just because I know what Moncrief looks
like. Was it the broadcaster Sean Moncrief?
That's it.
That was it.
Sorry, Sean Moncrief is in my dream last night.
Okay.
Good morning. It is 8:38 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan with Now. Stream all episodes of Peacemaker starring John Cena with the Now Entertainment membership.
I sincerely hope the weather is warm this weekend because our very own producer Callum is going on a staycation.
I'm really looking forward to it, but I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, he hasn't got a clue where he's going. His girlfriend Jess has organised it. It's a surprise, producer Callum. He's not back in until Wednesday.
It's a long time, isn't it?
So, his girlfriend Jess gave me a couple of clues as to where they're going. Location clues. They've got a good history with butter, and it's a place that has had changing boundaries. Now, no one understands the changing boundaries, but with butter, we're thinking either Kerry or Cork, because Cork used to export butter.
Or the Dairy Isle of Tesco.
Or the... Yes, there too. Or Nathan, you were saying Avoca Monkstown.
I was saying Avoca Monkstown because they sell good butter. And then with the boundaries, I was thinking Donnybrook Fair.
Yeah.
Because they sometimes change their deli counter.
Yeah. And then the activity clue. The title of a Queen album is a clue as to where we're going on the activity. Where could it be? Has that helped us out? Jen, where do we think Callum is going?
Maybe he's gone to the Opera House in Cork for a night at the Opera.
Oh,
that would be lovely. Okay, so I'm not that familiar with Queen albums. Do they have an album called The Opera House?
No, they have an album called A Night at the Opera.
Okay. So I'm having a look here now at some of the Queen albums. That was released in 1975. So that's an absolutely fantastic shout, Jen. 1986, A Kind of Magic.
Oh.
Could be going to a magic show.
Is Keith Barry performing up there?
Maybe. Let's have another look on Flash Gordon. Maybe someone is going to flash them. 1980.
It could be Gordon Hayden from We Love Movies on Spin.
That, damn right. Could be that. Could be... let's have another...
Anything else, sir?
I found another one here. The Miracle.
The Miracle.
Maybe... What are they called? A miracle worker. Non-miracle.
Someone flashes him and it's a miracle. It's the most beautiful thing he's ever seen.
The News of the World, 1977. Maybe they're going to an old newspaper factory where the long-forgotten...
newspaper factory.
News of the World. Don't they have a newspaper factory in Longford, Jen? Isn't that where it is? Just outside of Longford.
I
think so.
Oh, maybe Brian Dobson has a holiday home.
Yes.
And you go in and he flashes you.
There's so much brilliant. That could be going on from a Queen album. Jen, thank you so much.
I hope for his sake it's actually a night at the opera.
Yeah. It could get weird. Get very weird. I bet you can't wait for Wednesday morning until we find out what's
on. I can't wait. I'm sleeping in the car to make sure I hear you.
Nice one, Jen. Have a great weekend.
You too.
No flashing. I can't wait for Wednesday myself. Are you excited, producer Callum?
Oh, I am, because I don't like surprises, but I also do, and it's like we've not had anything to do for a while.
Do you know with these surprise trips, how do you know what to pack?
Oh,
I asked Jess this the other day, and she said that I don't need anything too, like... comfy, like active wear. So when we went to Carlingford, she said I had to take like a jersey and joggers and stuff because we were doing zipline. Don't need any of that, so I can kind of just wear day-to-day attire.
I think it's the opera.
Do you think?
I think it's the Cork Opera House.
Would you like to go to the opera?
Is it only opera that they do?
Well, what are you hoping for? JLS to come out. JB with his chickens.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Just saw an April Fool's.
Go on, give it to us.
Literally just saw it on Twitter.
Is it mean?
It's Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
Big news, we've joined the crypto revolution and launched Tooncoin.
yes, because they're from Newcastle.
The Toon. That's wrong. That's an April Fool's. We're on the lookout. Who knows, we could be giving you an April Fool. Listening. Could be you anytime.
Well, I tell you, this isn't an April Fool's. Cadbury Worldwide Hide is back. Can I hear some noise?
Yeah.
Woo! Yes, that's what I want to hear. Show you care by hiding an Easter egg for someone you love virtually over on worldwidehide.cadbury.ie. And listen to this. Hiders can choose to send a real egg or simply hide a virtual egg. They'll then share a personal clue about the location to whoever they want to hide the egg for, and it's up to the seeker to figure it out to find their egg.
Yeah, and all this week, we have clues to where our Easter egg is hidden. If you can figure out where Nathan's hiding it, and come on, and guess it correctly.
Come on.
You can win a fantastic Cadbury hamper for you and another one for your friend so you can do your own Easter egg hides at home.
Okay.
So, Nathan, your final one
off
the week. You ready to leave?
A bit emotional. Yeah. Really? Let's do it. Okay. Right. See you guys. Just going. Oh, I'm absolutely exhausted. Actually. Come
on. Going down.
I'm actually exhausted.
You're exhausted?
I'm exhausted.
To the lift.
The fitness isn't what it used to be. Right. I'm getting on my bike. Actually, no. I'm actually going to run. I'm running. Get out of my way. Move. Get out of my way. Running up Camden Street.
Step around.
Oh my lord! Jeez, there's many planes. Here's my clue. My final egg is hidden at the gate. Rush through security. You don't want to be late.
Where has Nathan hidden his egg? Give us a text or WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 with your answer plus your name and location, and you could be winning that Cadbury hamper for you and another one for a friend.
Why are there crickets playing in the background?
Okay, so we got a Cadbury hamper to give away and one for someone's friend as well, or enemy. Laverne, how are you?
Oh, hi, how are you, Vlad?
Laverne, I tell you, we're just dandy. Thanks for asking. I'm going to put it out there. That is one of the best names I've ever heard.
Wow.
Thanks very much. I didn't choose it myself, but hey.
Now, where does it come from?
So my mum was a big fan of a 70s show called Laverne and Shirley. So that's where she got it from.
And do you have a sister called Shirley?
I don't.
Do you wish you were called Shirley?
Oh, no.
Happy
with Laverne.
Surely not.
Well, Laverne, we have a Cadbury hamper for you and another one for your friend to win. All you got to do is, well, you got to tell us where Nathan was hiding his egg. Nathan, give it to us again really quickly.
My final egg is hidden at the gate. Rush through security. You don't want to be late.
Dublin Airport.
You are correct.
Yeehaw. Do you love Dublin Airport?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while since I've been there, but definitely I love it, yeah.
Oh, what's the last trip you're on, Laverne?
Oh, my honeymoon nearly 4 years ago.
Oh, where did you go?
So we went to, wow, I'm trying to remember.
Obviously it wasn't memorable.
It was Fort Aventura. We had the kids and stuff with us.
Oh, gorgeous.
More like a family moon, yeah.
Gorgeous. And tell us this, are you still in the honeymoon phase?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, we've been in the bubble.
Ah, great to see.
Laverne, it was fantastic, Chanty. You get that prize from Cadbury. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Thanks very much, you too, lads. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Now I think it's safe to say it's time for our favourite song. That's out right now.
I disagree.
You literally said it
Harry
yesterday.
Harry Styles' brand new song.
It's DNCE on Spin.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
With Graham and Nathan.
It's 9:26 on Fully Charged.
Boys and girls, who wants a riddle? Oh, I hope you like cinema passes. Oh, what is it? Oh, it's so difficult. Where does he get these riddles from? The man is a genius. Nathan's hard one. Mind blown. I'm satisfied.
What I attempt to do
is
bring you a brand new riddle every week.
Every week, yeah.
Never been done before.
No, they do it on Classic Hits every day.
They've never...
Tea Time Teaser.
...had a riddle on the radio before.
Tea Time Teaser, Classic Hits.
That's what I do right now. I'm really, really happy with this morning's riddle. I think it's a brilliant one. I'm going to tell you what it is. I sit above you without judging you. And can protect you and keep you warm. What am I?
Oh, yeah, I know.
That is interesting, isn't it?
There we go.
What am I? No.
Oh!
You are wrong!
All right.
Told you this is a difficult
one. Can you do it again because I wasn't listening?
That's a disgrace.
That's
producer.
So rude.
He's checked out. He's on holidays.
You don't like the show, do you not? You're not a fan of this show.
At what point did you stop enjoying the show in general?
Maybe 2018.
Oh, fair enough.
When did you join?
2017.
Nah, fair enough.
Honeymoon period.
That was a good first year, wasn't it? You were really good back then. I sit above you without judging you and can protect you and keep you warm. What am I? Now, to enter Nathan's hard one, I said it before, I'll say it again. You can only send us in a WhatsApp voice message to 087-711-1038 if we pick you and you're correct. Graham's going to give you a compliment.
Sir! Sir!
Yes?
Can I see the answer, sir?
Yes, you can. Let's hear your reaction. Why are you laughing? It's not funny, it's serious.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do it once more.
I sit above you without judging you and can protect you and keep you warm. What am I? I'm going to give it to you as well, Bridget Scott.
I like it.
Oh, I thought it was a different word.
I think you thought it was the same. Is it another three-letter word you thought?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, you literally just gave away the answer. Oh, you laugh. You make a mockery of it. You've just ruined it.
No,
listen. We're going to just play loads of music now for the rest of the half hour.
It could be car. That's a three-letter word. Think of how many three-letter words there are.
People only passively listen to this show anyway. They probably missed that.
Ruined. I'm not really that excited anymore because Graham destroyed my riddle this morning. You more or less gave away the answer. You did. I showed you the answer and then you said how many letters were in the answer.
Maybe I was playing an April Fool's.
No, you weren't. You were correct. I'm going to give you the riddle again. I sit above you without judging you and can protect you and keep you warm. What am I?
I guarantee we're going to have some answers that don't have three letters in them, like I said. Okay, let's get some answers. Cullen, what are you saying?
Is it God?
From Colin Ivy.
Colin and Ivy. God, that's three
God,
letters.
God, three letters.
That's a good one.
Without judging you, does God judge you? I hope not. Protect you, keep you warm. Not the answer I'm looking for, I'm afraid.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay, wrong. Here we go. Karen.
Is it the sun?
Oh, three letter.
Three letter. Oh, see, you've letter. Destroyed this riddle. Sun. That's actually... That was your guess, wasn't it?
That was my guess, yeah.
Well, I can tell you it is not the sun.
Not the sun. Killian, what's going on?
Oh, just working away, you know.
Yeah, you're working away, but you're also listening to an award-winning radio show. Yes, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I want to hear, brother. Tell us, are you a fan of Nathan's Hard One?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Big time fan.
Of course you
are. Nice one. Okay. Right.
I'm going to give you the riddle one more time, Killian. I sit above you without judging you and can protect you and keep you warm. What am I?
You're a hat.
Hat. Mad hatter. Where are you going with hat?
Well, depending on what hat you're wearing, but it'll keep you nice and warm.
Yeah.
It sits on top of your head.
Can I ask, Killian, did you know it was hat, or did you have your guess of hat?
Oh, God, you're literally destroying the segment.
Did you have your guess of hat You've before I accidentally said it was a three-letter word?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, like we don't know if it's correct
sabotage.
Yet.
Sabotage.
Sabotage, says the man who's eating his overnight oats, not even listening to the call.
You've never...
He was there spooning his bowl while I was chatting to you, Killian.
Because I'm putting my hands up. Yeah. You've ruined this morning's Hard One.
Is he correct?
Yes.
Yes!
Because you told the answer.
Killian, well done.
You gave it away earlier. Now, Killian, we don't have any cinema passes at the moment. We're struggling big time as a company. So Graham's going to give you a compliment.
Killian, my old flower. The best compliment I could pay somebody, and I know it's true with you. You are a fantastic parallel parker.
Oh,
you know me too well, Graham.
There you go. That's such a compliment. And I know for a fact, even when there's pressure on, even when you're stopping traffic, boom, you get it in one movement.
And what car does Killian drive, Graham?
Killian drives a silver car, Nathan. Don't be silly, don't you, Killian?
Nope.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Sorry. You sold the silver one and you got the black one.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Killian, you go and look after that compliment now. Keep it in your pocket and whenever you're feeling sad, take it out.
Oh, I will.
Thanks for playing, Nathan's Hard One. Good luck.
Thanks, lads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast
with Graham and Nathan.
Belters only.
That's a belter.
Make me feel good. How many belters will be on tonight? Spin's Friday Night Residency is back. You've had DJ Nate Dogg. You've had myself, Graham O'Toole, DJ Quench. You've got Peter Collins, Pete the Beat. Last week.
Sorry, what's he called, Pete the Beat?
We're not listening.
I was, yeah. I love his name, Pete the Beat. It's brilliant.
And now, tonight, from 6 to 8 in the mix, it is Tara Walsh.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. Guys,
oh my god!
I'm so excited.
How can we afford you?
I know, honestly, the price is through the roof, but they accepted it and we're good and we're here and I'm getting paid and it's fine.
Tara, I've been looking at your playlist. You got some bangers in there like this one. High School Musical.
Absolutely. Guys, I've made it.
This is an absolute banger. When is this going to feature in your show?
This is in the second hour of the show. That's all I'll say, though. You have to listen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is this the first time you've DJed?
Yes.
I've been there, my friend. It's quite a daunting prospect.
So you said there before, during the songs, that you don't have a DJ name, but you've came up with some DJ names. Mm-hmm. I've got a DJ name generator in front of me. Would you? You've got the choice now. You can either pitch your DJ names to us, or we can put some information about you into the DJ name generator and get a name for you. It's up to you. This is your career.
No, guys, you get a name for me, but there is some serious competition here because Pete the Beat, I don't know how I'm going to beat Pete the Beat.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Okay, so I've got the DJ name generator here. Just give me keywords about you.
Tara.
Okay, so I'm putting Tara in there.
But entertainment. She gives us loads of entertainment.
Oh, no, guys, no, not entertainment, because I'm moving away from entertainment. I'm a DJ now.
Okay, DJ.
So, music.
Zac Efron. High School Musical.
Anything else?
High School Musical, that's a good one. Disney. Radio.
Finding Nemo.
Musical.
Yes.
Finding Nemo.
Oh, Nathan, you just know me.
Yeah, right,
I have Tara, music, Zac Efron, High School Musical, Finding Nemo.
Come on!
Let's do it.
Will we generate? So this is going to spit out a few names and then we'll go through them.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Ah, damn, it's a maximum of 6 keywords. So what do you want?
I'll get rid of Finding Nemo. I'm sorry, Nathan.
Okay.
High School Musical is 3. We've got to get rid of that as well.
Okay,
so Tara, music, and Zac Efron.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Put it in the melting pot.
And Finding Nemo fits in as well.
Yes!
Boom. Here we go.
Right, what do we have?
It's an ad coming up for Wix. Go away. Okay.
Are you happy with the DJ name Wix?
Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad. DJ Wix.
DJ Nemozy.
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 How about DJ Largo Efron?
Oh, no.
Largo.
DJ Spark Nemo.
They're not really rolling off the tongue.
DJ Major Efron.
Oh.
Major Efron.
Major Efron. DJ okay. Saga Nemo. Chamber Music.
Chamber Music?
Oh. DJ Illuminate Tara.
It's a long name.
I like Nemozy.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, something about that. Maybe T-Mozy.
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 Yeah, I don't think I picked a good website here.
No, that was poor.
I'm very sorry.
How did the chamber one get in there?
I have no idea.
Bizarre.
Because she likes the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, I actually do. You're not lying there.
I'm pretty sure. Tara, DJ Nemozy will be on Spin's Friday Night Residency between 6 and 8 o'clock tonight. Make sure you're tuned in for some High School Musical remixes and maybe some Finding Nemo.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7 on Spin 103.8.